Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about spring turkey hunting safety tips. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Long, Mississippi State University Extension Youth Development Specialist. John, there's a lot of things we need to talk about. One of them, concerning safety when it comes to colors that we should remember not to wear when we are out turkey hunting.
Amy, it's a real easy way to remember it: red, white, and blue. We don't want to be wearing that while we're turkey hunting. And one of the things that I can tell you is any type of item that has that color on it, you do not need to have it with you. I've even heard of instances of somebody getting shot over a red rubber band that was showing. So we don't need to take that chance. Remember, if you look at a gobbler's head, his head is red, white, and blue. You would be amazed at how you could look at those different shades through the leaves, and it would look just like a turkey's head coming down through the woods.
Okay, that's a really good point. Now, we also want to be aware of our surroundings. Hunters are required when it's deer season to wear hunter orange, but that color is not required when turkey hunting. So how do we determine the difference between a person versus a turkey?
Easier said than done, for sure. A human walking through the leaves sounds just like a turkey walking through the leaves. One thing I can say is that a human breaks sticks in the woods and a turkey will not. So that would be a number one indication if that was a person, but you can't go off just that. Another thing is some people walk and call, which I don't recommend that at all. I think that's an accident waiting to happen. If you're going to call in the woods, you need to either be set up on a tree to where somebody approaching you from behind cannot shoot you, with a good view of the surroundings where you can tell if somebody's approaching you left or right or in front, or if you're in an open enough area that you can see 50 to 60 yards in any direction before you start calling, because that's what a turkey does. It walks and it yelps and it calls. And if you're doing the same thing, somebody may mistake you for a bird coming in. Another thing I wouldn't do, unless I was set up and, again, aware of my surroundings, is gobbling. Gobbling can be absolutely deadly on a turkey hunting, but it's also dangerous from the standpoint of that your gobbling sounds just like what we're after. So you have to make sure that when you do it, that you do it with a great deal of caution.
If we think that we hear another hunter, what should we do? Should we wave at them or anything?
One thing you don't want to do is wave. Waving is motion, and turkeys are always in motion. And if you make some sudden movement with your hands, that could be an indication somebody could just spin around and shoot on you. You want to say in a distinct voice, "Hey, I'm over here." Make sure that they recognize that, either stopping or whatever. But you do not want to wave, you do not want to stand up or anything like that until they have recognized that they have identified you as a person.
What about using hunting blinds?
When you construct one, make sure that it's very well made, and by that I mean where you're hidden very good. But at the same time, you want to be to where you can see out of it. You want to be able to see if somebody is approaching you. You want to be able to recognize it as somebody. I've seen blinds that were built so good that you could barely see out of it, and that any type of motion approaching could have looked like a turkey.
So overall, we need to do our homework before going hunting, making sure we check the property for other people, make sure we know if other people are going to be around.
Right. I've heard the statement is, well, I'm hunting on private land, and I'm not hunting on public land, so I don't really have to worry about anybody coming in on me. And that's totally false. Private land birds, believe it or not, get hunted just as hard as public land birds. Most of the time, the landowner doesn't know about it. So you have trespassers that you have to be aware of. Now, if you're hunting on public land and you come up to a spot and somebody's already at your spot, go find another spot.
Today we've been speaking with John Long, Youth Development Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and well, this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.